Shalom uvracha. Yes, please. Shkayach. Thank you so much. So tonight we are starting Simon Yud Aleph, Seif Yud Gimel. Yeshkayach. But just before we do Yud Aleph, Yud Gimel, I just like to conclude something which we spoke about last night. Last night we saw Sifkoten Samach Aleph. Where it says that one should cut the tzitzis, when one is making the tzitzis, you should cut them with your teeth and not with a knife. And what's the reason that you're supposed to cut the tzitzis with your teeth and not with a knife? Because the pasuk says, leisonif aleihem barzel, that when building the mizbeach, they didn't use metal, and therefore we cut the tzitzis strings with teeth. And he also brings down that there are lamed base shinayim, there are 32 teeth, which corresponds to the 32 strings of the tzitzis, right? Four lots of eight. So therefore, the teeth correspond to the tzitzis. And the Kaf HaChaim in Sifkot and Yud Zayin says that if a person if a person needs to cut their tzitzis at any time in the future, not just when they're actually making the tzitzis, but they should cut it again with their teeth and not with a knife. Because, and he says that when you make the bracha le'is'atev batzitzis, you should have kavono that le'is'atev batzitzis, what are the Rosh HaTevas of le'is'atev batzitzis? Lamed Beis. Lamed Beis, which corresponds to the Lamed Beis Nasivai Sachochmo. And he says this is a segula that you won't have any toothache. That's what he says, the Kaf HaChaim over here. That there are 32 teeth corresponding, which they correspond to the number of tzitz. I once read a maysa that the Chofetz Chaim, when he was very, very old, he asked somebody, one of the bochrim, please come over. So the bochrim came over and says, please count my teeth. So he says, one was going, no, please, I want you to put your fingers in and I want you to count exactly how many teeth I have. So he thought that the Chofetz Chaim has asked him to do that, so he did it. So he counted, and even though he was already, shortly before he was niftar, he had a full complement with all of his teeth in still. And he said that he wants to be mefarsim, that because in the Torah Lashon Chomeiro, that because he was careful not to speak Lashon Hara, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him a bracha, there's still this old age, particularly in those days, you're lucky if you had any teeth left, past bar mitzvah. So in those days, for him to still have all of his teeth at the end of his life, he felt that this was a sachar for him being careful with with the words that came out of his mouth. So you see over here these inyonim of the Kaf HaChaim, that the tzitzis, the lamed base, corresponds to the lamed base. However, footnote 71, he brings over here the base baruch. He says that you only need to be makpid not to cut it with a knife when you're actually making the tzitzis, because then you're actually making them into the tzitzis. So there, when you're cutting the strings, when you are actually concluding the mitzvah, so then you should cut it with your teeth. But afterwards, at a later stage, if you need to cut it, he says that you are allowed to use a knife. Okay, that was the end of Yud Aleph. Concerning building a Mishkan. Concerning building the Mizbeach. The end of Bishalach, maybe? Yeah? Huh? End of Yisroi. End of Yisroi. Shkayach. Very, very interesting question. So, lefi the Kaf HaChaim, yes. Lefi the base Boruch, it's mashma, there's room to be makel. Okay, so Yud Gimel. Yes. Well, again, according to what we've seen in the Kaf HaChaim, and the Machatzis HaShekel, there's dafka and inyan to use the teeth because of the Lamed Beis and the Lamed Beis. But according to just the Sonif Aleihem Barzel, it would be enough to use a plastic knife as well. Ceramic scissors. Yeah, they don't have some guy who they have keeping him in the corner. He's the one who cuts all the tzitzis strings. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So that's Lafi, at least the first reason brought in the Machsa Shekel. Okay, Yud Gimel says the Shulchan Aruch. Sorry, Yud Gimel, Yizor Lachtoich Rosh HaChutin, La Soison Shmoino. If you have one really, really long tzitzis string that you now fold over four times to make the four threads for your tzitzis to go through the hole, when is it that you should cut it into four? Make sure you cut them into four before you actually do the krichas, he says over here. He says, Yizor lachtoich roshi achutin, you should cut the ends of these strings, these long strings, to make it into four. La'aseisim shmoinu, to make it into eight. Kaidem sheyichroich, before you do the winding around. Sheim korach afilu chulia echot, because if you already did one chulia, which is a coiled section, pirish achelim at tzitzis shbein kesher lekesher, the coiled section which is in between the tzitzis knots. V'kosher afilu kesher echot, and you just did one double knot afterwards, v'acharka chotchon, and then afterwards you cut the bottoms of this long piece of string in order to actually, make them into the individual strings. Possible b'shem ta'asev le'men ha'osoi. That would be another example of ta'asev le'men ha'osoi, that you have to make the tzitzis in a way that as you do it, it's made. Not that it becomes automatically made afterwards by you doing something to take away something which is stopping it from being kosher tzitzis. Shai b'psul asoim, because if you only cut it after you've done the windings and the double knot, then you made it b'psul. The Mishnah Berurah explains yud samach beis. Yizor, be careful. Rod salem b'shem ovar v'lo yichatchan kodem hatachiva, that if you didn't cut them into separate strands before you inserted it into the holes, which is what we said beforehand that you should be doing, I'll call upon him at the very least. Yizor ato kodem akricho v'ayintaz, at least cut them now before you've done the windings. Because if you do samach gimel chuli acha echod, afilu shal sholosh krichas, if you do one coiled section, even a minimal coiled section of just three coils, yeah, you've wound it around the middle section, even just three times, that's already considered a minimum chulio, and therefore that would be and v'koshar, and you tied it, then it would already be considered tasev leiman osoy if you then snip them afterwards. Rotzoleimar im osa chulio v'am gam koshar achar hachulio afilu rakesha echot, that if you did just a coil and you tied it afterwards, just one double knot, you have fulfilled the mitzvah min ha-Torah. Even if you didn't do the first double knot, which we do a double knot when we start off. Here's one someone prepared earlier. Thank you very much. Yeah, we start with a double knot. After the double knot, we do a chulia, and then we do another double knot. But here, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that in order to fill the mitzvah min d'oraisa, all you need to do is just start off with the chulia, start off with the coiling section, and then one double knot. Even if you didn't do the top double knot, you fulfilled the mitzvah midoraisa. Afin lo yosor klal akesha somach luknof, even if you did not do the knot, which is next to the corner. For imkain, if so, havatasev leimana osoy, if you only disconnected the tzitzis strands afterwards, and you cut this long strand into eight, so then it will be a case of taset veloimana osoy, because it's already made. Aval, im lo yosor akesha sh'acha chulio, afsha osa akesha rishon koidem achulio, what happens if you did it the other way around? You started off by doing the double knot, and after the double knot, you did a chulio, you did a coil. You haven't filled the mitzvah of tzitzis min ha-Torah, the beloy ha-kesher, because if you haven't done a double knot that's after the chulia, ain't a miskayim klal ve'ain't kan gadil. It won't last. If you do a chulia without a double knot at the end, holding it, tying it to ensure that it doesn't unravel, then you haven't done a chulia. It's not miskayim, it's not a gadil. It's not a corded string. For alkein, therefore, yochol lachtoich achutin. If all you did was a double knot and then the chulia, you could actually afterwards cut the strings if they were unseparated. The yesh machmirin, there are those who are machmir. There are those who say that even if you did just the first knot, then that is already considered tzitzis. And he explains, it's in the Shar HaTzion, and it's put in footnote 76 in the Dirishu from the Oilas Tomid, that when the Shulchan Aruch says that if you did even a chulio and a kesher, it means either you did the chulio or you did the kesher. And if you do even just one of those, then you've already fulfilled the mitzvah min ha-Torah. So that's the Oilas Tomid. It's a minority opinion. So therefore, just to conclude, what is the basic level, the basic mitzvah min ha-Torah? According to the Mishnah Berurah, the basic mitzvah min ha-Torah is if you do a chulia and then a knot. However, there is a minority shita that says even if you just do either a chulia or a knot, you've already filled the mitzvah min ha-Torah. Yeah, it's true, it's not miskayim, right? Oy korach es ha-chulia. Yeah, so I suppose at that point. Vida, and no further. The Masha Kosav Kesher Echod, whenever the Shulchan Aruch says you do a Kesher, one knot, it means one of the five that we normally do. Aval, im hu hoya, aval hu hoya, shte pa'omim, ze al gav ze, kidla kamon. Whenever we say a single knot, of course we mean a single double knot. It has to be that it's a knot on top of a knot, as we will see soon. Because if it's not, then it's not called a knot, because it will not last. So therefore, he says over here that it has to have a double knot. So just to summarize what we've seen in Yud Gimel, he says that the problem of Tasev Lo Min Ha'osoy would be if you snip the ends of your very, very long string in order to make the eight single strings after you've done the bare minimum level of tzitzis. What is the bare minimum level of tzitzis? Normative halacha is a chulio and a knot. Yeah, and even if it's a smaller chulio with just three windings, that is the normal minimum level. Though there is a minority opinion that says even if you do either a knot or a chulio, a coiled section, that itself is d'oraisa. Next, says the Shulchan Aruch Yodalet. Yekach arba chutin mitzad ze, v'arba mitzad ze. You've threaded the four long strings into the hole of the corner. You now fold them over. V'yikshar shnei pomim ze al gav ze, do a double knot. V'acharkach yichroich shchut ha'oruch. Then take the extra long string. Soviv hashiva k'tzas k'richis. Around the seven. Around the seven remaining strings, you do a few coils. V'kayshe shnei pom zeh al gav zeh, and then you do a double knot. So you've got a double knot, a few coils, and another double knot. V'kayshe v'kayreich, and then you do a few more coils. V'chein yaseh ad sheyashtim l'chomesh kishorim kefulim, and continue doing that until you have five double knots. V'avo avirim b'neihem, m'neim krichas, and four spaces in between these double knots that's full of these windings. Ein shir lekriches. There isn't actually a set amount of the coils. Rakshiu kola koruch v'akeshorim reichav arba gudlim. As long as these five knots and four kriches all together make up the width of four gudlin. Again, how long is a gudl? It is a thumb width. Right, it has to be a thumb width, which we said beforehand is Machlekes Reb Chaim Noya and the Chazan Ish, whether it's 2 centimeters or 2.4 centimeters. So the only thing is, it doesn't say there's no shear for the kriyachis, but just make sure that altogether the top part of your tzitzis, which we'll call the coiled and knotted part, which is called the gadil, so that should be four gudlim. Veha onof shmeina gudlin, and the onof, which I suppose means the branches over here, and that means the single strings which are coming out of it, they should be 8 gudlin long. Hagor v'mherech atzitzis. If you had very, very long tzitzis strings, yireshe shelishisoy yireh godil, shnei chalokim onof, says the Rambam, try and keep the dimensions right, that it's a third of the coiled and knotted part, and two-thirds of the hanging strings. You try and keep those dimensions. So far, so good. He says that the minhag is that the first coils, the first series of coils, has 7 circles. Ubesheni teisha. And then the Shulchan Aruch says that the second one has 9. Anybody have that? Right? I don't think so. No, our minhag, as we'll see, is to do 8. Ubashlishi achas esrei, and then in the third section there'll be 11. Uravi shleish esrei, and then in the fourth section there'll be 13. Sheolim kulam, how much is 7 and 9 and 11 and 13? Sheolim kulam arboim, which altogether make up 40. Kaminyan Hashem Echod, which is Sha'olim Shleisha Vatesha, Vim Hashem Heim Arboim, which adds up together to 40 is the gematria of Hashem Echod, which is 26 and 13, which is altogether 39, plus the name itself. And they were accustomed at the end of each string of the tzitzis to make a little knot at the bottom of the string in order that it doesn't unravel. And we've seen beforehand that nowadays the Mishnah Berurah prefers slightly, if possible, not to. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah in Tzivkot and Samachay. Lekrichos, you make these coils. Rotz Aloymar, Leminyan HaKrichos. Samachay was saying that there's no amount to the number of coils. Vegam minyan hachulios v'hakasharim, ein ma'akav medino, the number of coils, the number of knots, which we've spoken about, isn't absolutely imperative. Rakhu l'mitzu min ha'muvcha, but it's the nicest way to have it. Ki ha'chamisha k'sharim, remez sha'alidei ze yizkar ha'mishchum shei tzairah, that the five knots are supposed to remind us, it's a remez, sha'alidei ze yizkar ha'mishchum shei tzairah. We look at the tzitzis, we're supposed to remember, oh, five knots, chamisha chamishay tzayra. O kafila sakasharim hachamisha sha'ola yud, and the fact that they are double knots, that means that altogether there are 10 mini knots. Remez la sora sfirais of shalakadosh baruch hu corresponds to the eser sfirais, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to create the world and to control the world, so to speak. Kedeis lekamon b'simon chavtalad, as we'll see. V'tam hachulios, I'm Beis Yosef, the reason why we have these four coils, have a look in the Beis Yosef, who says that when we had Techeles, there were seven coils, and you did alternate ones, one white, one blue. Which way did you start? You start... Okay, so he says over here, in the Beis Yosef, he said there were seven of them, and three of them were Techeles coils, and four of them were white coils, so that's why now we have white coils. That's what he says over here. Okay, so, Samach Vov. There's an interesting point in footnote 75, which is many people, when they actually make their tzitzis, they want to keep four strands on one side and four strands on one side, as we'll see. Now, if you tie a knot in those four strands on one side, and then afterwards you undo that knot, is it then taser v'lomina osoy? Yeah, because it was knotted up, you turned it into a single string, and now at the end, when you're undoing it, maybe that's taser v'lomina osoy. So, huh? Oh, so yeah, it would have to be Shel Kayomo. So in footnote 75, he discusses this, and he brings a Shut Har Tzvi. He says you don't need to worry about it, because it's only when you actually put it into the Beged that they have to be Nifrodim. But if afterwards it's tied on, then that's okay. And the Chazan Ish says that you make a kesher. It's only if you make a kesher gomor or bitloy that it wasn't your kavona to undo it. That's when it's going to be problematic. Here, if you're anyway making a slip knot, it's probably advisable to make a slip knot and to have kavona to undo it. And that's also fine. Right. Yes, yes. According to the Eilas Tomid, yeah, you've been, huh? Right. Oh, you could do it earlier. But it would be normal to do it afterwards. Yeah. Okay. Next, Samach Vav Rak Sheyihu. So we have to make sure that the length of the top section is 4 gudlin and the lower section is 8. Umad isa basif yud gimel shim korach afilu chulia echot. 1 minute. In yud gimel, it said even if you just do one chulia, avores sherish hadova. I'll explain what's going on here. Ki kiblu chazal debinu betzitzis godil. That it says you have to have part of the tzitzis should be like a corded section. Vahainu shiyem muchroch kumesha kosov. It should be with koruch, it should be wound around, as it says, gedilim taselecho. It should be a coiled and corded part. V'gamiyeh b'yichut nifrodim. And as well as the part which is together, there should be parts which are separate. Yechsev tzitzis. It's called tzitzis kamei, but tzitzis roishi, like the strands of his hair. So therefore, you need to have a bit of both. Ach, min ha-Torah ein shiur l'erech ha-godil. According to the Torah, it doesn't matter how long the godil part is, the corded part is. Elafinim loikarach rak sholish kriyachos. Even if you just did three coils, right? V'os al gabeyim kesher l'malo. And you made al gabeyim over here, the way this is explained in the Oiz v'hodor, al gabeyim means further away from the beged, right? After you did the windings, you did three. After you did three, then you made a double knot. And you made a kesher. The gamzehu aloch l'meishim Sinai, because this is the tradition that we have. Miskayim bozeh shem godil. That's called a godil. You've done the mitzvah in HaTorah. And this is the explanation of the Shulchan Aruch there. If you're running out on Erev Shabbos, it's going to get dark. That you don't have the time to actually make it properly. And then you've got tzitzis for Shabbos. It could be a chosan in his new talis, and he wants to tie the tzitzis, and everything gets delayed, and he wants to use this talis, and he hasn't had a chance. Even if he would just do three windings and a double knot, that would already be enough, and then you could go out to Marathon Shabbos. But you should really do the first knot, which is the knot after you've threaded it through the hole, like we do. Because there are those who say that that's what Chazal meant when they say Doraisa, the first knot, not the second knot. So therefore, if you really want to have the bare minimum tzitzis, you're running out on Erev Shabbos, quickly do the four corners, a knot, a few coils, and then a double knot. Chazal say, you know what? In order for it to look nice, don't just do the tiny little shtickle at the top and then let it all hang down. What you should do is have a 1/3, 2/3 ratio. Since the length of the tzitzis is 12 gudlin, as we saw earlier, yase dalet gudlin godil, do 4 gudlin as the corded upper part, shema krichus, where it's wound around, v'yashir gimel gudlin chutin nifrodim, and then you'll have 8 gudlin left to be the open strands. Shekachu noy tzitzis, because this is the nicest way. It's considered noy for the tzitzis. For alkein, therefore, im also chuli achas be'erev Shabbos simcha sheicha. If all you did was the one series of coils on erev Shabbos just before it got dark, tzarch lahashdim techef achar haShabbos. You should finish it off after Shabbos. Di lav hochi hu eval divrei chachomim. Because if not, he's may have kept the doraisa, but he hasn't kept the rabbonon, and he's transgressed the words of the chachomim. V'yesh nechsholim bozeh. There are those who are nechshol in this, so they just rely on the doraisa and they don't do the rabbonon. Notice how he says that if you didn't have time on Erev Shabbos, when should you continue finishing it off? Achara Shabbos. So in footnote 79, he goes into a whole discussion. Is this a raya that you can make tzitzis at night? Even though tzitzis are only fulfilled by wearing them during the day, are you allowed to actually make them at a time? Huh? Achar Shabbos could be Sunday, it's true, but the Halichas Yisrael in footnote 79 brings a raya that this actually means that you can make it at night. The Prima Godim says, well, this isn't so, like the Prima Godim says, then he brings others who say this isn't really a good raya, because here he's already made the core tzitzis during the day on Erev Shabbos, he's just finishing them off. And then he brings that he found at the end of the Sefer Mitzvahs Tefillin that the Chofetz Chaim was asked, are you allowed to make tzitzis a night? And he says yes. So all these diyukim mahina here, we've got a raya, the Chofetz Chaim himself said you are allowed to make it tonight. The Prima Godim says it's not lachat chila, but the Stipler brings an Archus Rabbeinu b'shem the Chazan Ish, that it's mamish lachat chila. Rav Shlomo Zalman Urban says it's mamish lachat chila to put them in at night. Okay, fine. Let's continue. Samach Zayin Reichav. So he says that the upper part should be a size of 4 gudlin. Hainu lachat chila. Avul b'dievda filim korach rubai kosha. Even though I've just said that the corded part, the top of the gadil, should only be a third, you know what? Even if a majority of it was actually gadil, it's still kosher. The alcohol ponim yeshkan gam kein pasil, as long as you've got both parts. You've got the corded part and the strings. Aval im korach kula posil. But if the whole thing is gadil, you got the right length tzitzis, they're 12 gudlin, you just kept on going, you kept on winding and knots and everything, then that would be considered posel. Arba gudlin im hakeshorim, the top part should be 4 gudlin together with the knots. Over raya mehemna kosav shir bein kesher lekesher kumulei gudl. The raya mehemna he brings from Kabbalah that it should be between each knot, there should be approximately the size of an agudl. Kosav harosh, yu kol acholyos b'shoveh shezeo noy tzitzis. The Rosh says that each one of these coiled sections, 7, 8, 11, 13, should be the same size. That the upper 7 coils in the first one, don't do them so tight. And then it gets tighter and tighter as you go. So in 7, they're coiled a bit looser, a bit wider. In 8, a little bit wider. And then 11 and 13, by the time it gets to 13, it's coiled very tight. This is the way that is brought over here. But again, this is not Le'ikuvo. And he brings the footnote 80 that the stipler wasn't actually makbid on this this particular thing, that it should be being kesher lekesher kumulei agudel, at least he wasn't a makbid on. Shnei chalokim onof, says Samach Tes, 2/3 of it should be the open strands. I'm bear mashal al asmag or lekula alma enem akub b'diavad v'kanal. If it's more, if it's less, don't worry about it. It doesn't need to be exactly 1/3 versus 2/3. Now, it brings in footnote 89, the Abir Halacha, that says, really, lachatchilo, the anaf should be 2/3 and not more. But the Chazanish is medayik from the Rambam, that it just shouldn't be less than that, but it can actually be more. It should be at least 1/3. So the question is it at least 1/3, or is it the no davka 1/3? And we have a bit of a machlokas over there. Ayin uvasheni teisha b'kavonas kosa b'sheni shmoina. What we do is 7, 8, 11, 13. V'chein hiskimu huachreinim is the achreinim agreed. The shiva shmoina heim shem shel yud and a hey. So the first two series of windings, 7 and 8, shem yud k. Right, one of Hashem's names. V'acharkach achases, right? Then you add on 11. Obetzef hu shem shel havoya. And then it comes at 15 plus 11 is 26. Is the name of Hashem. V'acharkach shleishesri gematria echot. V'zehu Hashem echot. And then another 13, which is the gematria, aleph, ches, and dalet. So altogether you have Hashem echot. Obetzitzis shel shem molcho ba'avir rishon yud kriches v'acharkach chay v'chulu v'kishem havoya. That this makubal, Rav Shlomo Molcho, he would do not 7, 8, 11, 13. He would do like the name, the letters of Hashem, 10, 5, 6, 5, like the name of Hashem. V'ayin b'levush v'eli rabbo eid b'in ha'krichus. More about that. B'sef kol chut, ayin le'el b'sef koton, yud ches ma'ashaka savti shom. Where he says that nowadays it's best, if possible, not to do knots. Tov la'asay sachutin b'inonim, lo'om lo'idakim mishu b'zeki li'van ve'yu. It's good to have the strings, meaning not like really, really thick strings, not like really, really thin strings, but they should be b'inonim. Just one final point that I want to share with you. I saw once that it's that if you look at the malachas of Shabbos, you know the malachas are broken down, the 39, they're actually broken down into different series. You've got the malachas involving bishul, you've got the malachas involving leather making. You know how the malachas are broken down? Look at it. 7, 8, 11, and 13. But the malachas of Shabbos are also broken down into these very same things as the actual krichas in the tzitzis. Yishakayach.